Earlier this month, the Trump administration announced plans to reopen the West Coast to offshore oil and gas leasing. It's a dramatic reversal of Obama-era policies that blocked offshore drilling, and it's drawn fierce opposition from all three West Coast governors. EarthFix reporter Cassandra Perfita joins me now to talk about whether anyone is actually likely to take up the chance. Hey, Cassandra.
Hi.
So how much oil and gas is there out there off the coast of Oregon and Washington?
Well, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management has estimates that are based on what we know of the geology in the ocean. And they say there's potentially more gas than oil, and combined, there's about 800 million barrels, which, you know, to me, that sounds like a lot. But, you know, there's so much more, like billions of barrels in other places like the Gulf of Mexico, Alaska, and even Southern California. Plus, you really don't know if the geological features contain oil and gas until you go out there and drill. And the last time anyone drilled for oil off our coast was 1964. And as for what they found, here's Allie Ryan Hansen of the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries.
When those companies did go to see what was out there in terms of oil and gas resources, you know, they didn't really find that offshore drilling would be something that would actually pencil out economically. And there hasn't been any offshore drilling done since then.
So do we know if there are any oil or gas companies out there that even want to drill off of the coast?
Yeah. So this region has a kind of trifecta. There are no proven oil and gas reserves off our coast. There's strong political opposition to drilling, and right now we have a pretty low price of oil. And offshore drilling is a major undertaking. It's always a bit of a gamble, and out here, it's a big one. So everyone, including the Western States Petroleum Association, says companies are much more likely to go somewhere else first. For example, like in the Gulf of Mexico, you have infrastructure, you have proven reserves of oil and gas, and you have much more welcoming states that are willing to say, yeah, go ahead and drill. Clark Williams Dairy does a lot of research on fossil fuels for Sightline. They're an environmental think tank in Seattle. And here's what he said about the chance to drill here.
This is, in my opinion, a gift that the oil industry probably doesn't even want. They'd be stepping into a buzzsaw of public opposition, and they'd be taking a huge and expensive risk.
So why would the Trump administration go and offer up these oil and gas leases if it's likely that no one's even going to take them up on it?
Right. So the Trump administration says essentially right now they're just sort of scoping out the scene. They don't know whether anyone might be interested in drilling off our coast. And they don't want to stand in the way if someone wants to go exploring. But, you know, a lot of people in the oil and gas industry are seeing this proposal much more as like a political gesture than a concrete drilling plan. It's kind of an ideological pivot from the Obama administration that closed off the ocean to drilling. And really, no one expects the industry to buy up all the leases that the Trump administration is offering.
But let's say somebody does go and buy up these leases after all. Is there anything that Oregon and Washington could do to stop offshore drilling?
Yes. So no one we talk to is ruling out the possibility of some what they call wildcat drilling off our coast. You know, there may be someone willing to take a chance on what they're calling the frontier of offshore drilling. And in that case, the state's only have authority out to 3 miles offshore. They do, however, have a voice in offshore leasing farther out through the Coastal Zone Management Act. And that's a major lever that the states could use to try to stop a drilling project before it starts. That is also another reason that companies are more likely to choose friendlier states to drill.
Cassandra, thank you.
You're welcome.
Cassandra Perfita reports for EarthFix.